This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are back on Radio Row here in Miami, Super Bowl 54, right around the corner. And all I've been talking about all week long is I'm finally in the element that I love. I've covered so many of these on Radio Row. I better get right into it because I got the soldier of God sitting right in front of me, Yoel Romero. Yoel, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man.
Good to see you here.
Good to see you too, bro.
This excites me so much because all in the past, I was telling you a little bit about my background and such. I'm always pushing MMA. I'm always pushing the UFC here on Radio Row. Now I don't have to do it because I have all you guys walking around Radio Row. What has this zoo been like for you so far?
You know, it's just a very good experience for me right now to hear, you know. You know, life is very hard, and now when you see you what you do now, and right now I stay here, I stay in this place, very nice people. It's the Super Bowl, you know. It's the Super Bowl now. It's the first time when I in my experience and staying in this place. It's amazing. It's an amazing experience for me, you know.
What is it like to walk around, like in our world? And I've said to all the fighters all week long, I'm saying ours, you know, I've been involved in this sport. What is it like in our world to now walk around and be recognized and now start to get, you know, what you deserve to be known, to be known as a superstar in the sport?
You know, I say thank God because everything what I do, God give me the opportunity. You know, when you do and you like exactly what you want, exactly what you love, you need to say thank God because you bless me. You know,
right.
And now I stay here like a superstar. You know, my fight is coming up March 7th in Vegas. Are you going?
I will be there. I definitely will be there. You can count on that. I'll be there.
And you know, I every day I say thank you, God. Thank you because I stay here in this place. You know, many people want to stay in the same place where I stay right now here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can talk to you about my life and the people can hear what I do in my life. The people can hear and the people know. And every day when you have the opportunity and you have the communication with the fans, with the people love you, you have the opportunity to say something different every day about your life with the fans. You
sure.
Talk you know, with the fans.
Sure.
This opportunity is very good.
I want to throw this analogy out, and I don't know if you've ever been told this. I'm calling you the modern day Mark Coleman. Mark Coleman, UFC Hall of Famer, legend. Back in the day, and I was just telling you, the first UFC that I went to live to cover was UFC 11. Mark Coleman fought, and fighters pretended to be hurt because they didn't want to fight him. They were scared of him. Fighters are scared of you. You know, they don't want any part of you. And now the guy that you're going to fight for the title that he presently holds, he thinks this is going to be an easy fight.
You know, the people can say everything what the people want to say, you know. It's your mind. I think when the people is, the people need
motivation.
Motivation, and the people need to say something for the fan here, something. You can say whatever you want to say, but it's easy fight. Why? He have a contradiction because he say, I need to fight him because he is the really champ. is everybody saying it's a very difficult to fight with you all. That's what I want. And now he's easy. Okay.
Backtracking.
Okay.
See, what I like being around this sport for as long as I have, I like athletes like yourself in that you don't need to go out there and talk stuff. You don't need to go and try to start stuff. I know people do it to try to push a fight, but I like when it's like the fight's coming up, buy it on pay-per-view, get a ticket, join us out in Las Vegas. I'm going to have a fight.
I talk to you, my brother. I'm very happy, you know. It's what it is. It's the fight's coming up. And then in the day, we need to see what happened. You know, can talk a lot. You know, the people now is the new business that the people about the I am the best. I kill you. I want to like Mike Tyson bite you the hair like a Holyfield, you know. But end of the day, we need to do it. We need to fight, you know. And I believe in myself. I believe in myself. I believe in whatever what I do right now. I believe in my life, you know. I believe in what I have in my hand, you know.
When you put your head on the pillow every night, do you count down the 7th?
Yeah.
Are you counting it down? Not that you want to wish, any of us want to wish a day away.
You know, see, I have the opportunity, I put it down. Believe me.
Right.
I have the opportunity. I'm not training like a wrestling, like a striking. No. I train like an MMA fighter. Free. You know, my spirit is free. Well, see, he make a mistake, I can put his head down. I do. See, he make a mistake, I put the hand down, I knock him out. You know, that's what I was thinking, you know. He knows this.
Good stuff. I cannot wait. March 7th, pay-per-view in Las Vegas. One last thing. I know that you've got plenty of these. I hope to get you back on Knockout Radio. Talk about the Olympic experience. I mentioned this to you before. To me, that's the ultimate. It's the Olympics. It's this country versus that country, our country versus your country. Just what was that experience like?
I say thank you, God. I have the biggest experience. I stay in 2 times in the Olympic game. And the first time is in Sydney, and the second Athens. You know, many people training a lot, very hard, because the people want to stay in the Olympic game. But sometimes the people not can get it. You know, I say thank you, God. It's a blessing time. It's a blessing time because I know many superstar athletes in the boss Olympic time, you know, and now that's good for me because now I stay here. When you have the experience staying in the Olympic game, this is like a preparation for this time.
Right. Final question for you. I don't want to get people mad at me. Where can we expect a photo when and if you win on March 7th and you have the belt? Where can we expect to see the coolest photo? You at a McDonald's wearing the belt, you walking down the street, you in the mall. What can we expect to see? And I'm going to hold you to it.
You know what? I want it when they done a white, put him at the belt in my body. I want to put it there. I want to put it down a white down.
Wow.
Yeah. I say, are you see this? I do. I see you.
Okay. I have nothing to do with that. Dave, I have nothing to do with that. Yoel, thank you, sir. This was awesome.
My pleasure.
Hopefully we
My
can
pleasure.
Do it again. I
My
will
pleasure.
See you March 7th.
My pleasure.
That is Yoel Romero fighting for the world title March 7th on pay-per-view.
See you soon, guys.
Coming to you live from Radio Row. We're going to hit a quick break. Brought to you by 8-Man Strong, which we do have some 8-Man Strong products for you. And Snap Zone. We'll be right back.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Juju Smith-Schuster, man. Shout out to Knockout Radio. Turn up.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you. Wow, a little loud, sorry. We are coming to you live on Radio Row here in Miami, UFC, right around the corner. I don't know why I just said that, because of Yoel Romero. I'm a little flustered, I got to be honest. You know, the great Sean Merriman sitting in front of me. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Not too bad. We can talk football, which is your old background.
Right.
Or we can talk the fight game, which is my love, and it's now your new. I'm watching you light up. You know, it's crazy. I told you I was going to fire Toolbox because of some things. And he said that when Matt said that when he talked to you about Knockout Radio, you kind of smiled a little bit. You kind of lit up a little bit. And I see that now, and I have goosebumps. It's really pretty cool. Talk about your love of the fight game.
Yeah, you know, for one, I was blessed and honored, right, to come and do everything that I did on the football field. Got done with the game I love, and Father Time catching up with all of us, and you got to call it quits at some point. But during my playing careers, I actually started to train MMA during the offseason because I just wanted to get better with my hands and get violent with my hands. And, you know, outside linebacker pass rusher, you need to get great with your hands. So I did that, but I found myself just falling in love with the sport. So, you know, I remember training with, like, Randy Couture early on, and, you know, I was over there with Jay Glazer and the other guys, trained with Tito Ortiz and Chuck Liddell, I mean, you name it. And I was around these guys during my offseason, so naturally I just gravitated to fighters. So I knew I was going to be into the fight business when I got done. So now we're lights out extreme fighting. We got picked up back in May by Fox Sports West Prime Ticket, and Gwynna announced a really big streaming deal here sometime soon. So, look, it's just my passion. And one thing is about me, I'm trying to get these former athletes from other sports transitioning into MMA. It's, a lot of that's going to be happening over the next 12 months.
So I'm working on, and it's ironic, Diego, your background in San Diego, former Navy veteran here, and two officers walked by not 2 hours ago, and we started to talk about me doing a live show on an aircraft carrier in San Diego, and now it's kind of exploded even more to possibly do some fights on the aircraft carrier in San Diego. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking your background and your organization, it might be the place.
You know what? Absolutely. And you know, I spent so much time in the military because I played in San Diego. We used to have the training camp, one project up there at Camp Pendleton. I spent a lot of time. I just had a big event at Miramar, on the base of Miramar, a few months ago. So, yeah, man, I'm open to it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that off the air for sure.
I love our military, man. And, I was fortunate enough to play in San Diego, where I got to be really active with it.
When you did your training, yep. you know, with Tito, obviously a wrestler, Randy, a whole lot of wrestling. I mean, did you study more of the jiu-jitsu, of the ground game? I mean, I know you're a stand-up guy, and you know, with the punches and stuff. How's your ground game?
It's actually pretty good, man. You know, my defense is even better because,
which is important.
Yeah, which is important because going against these guys, they're so experienced, right? And you can't cram in a year or two what they've been going for 15. You can't.
Right.
These guys, they're experts at it, and that's all they do. But what you can do is get better with your defense to not get in those bad positions. That's what I've been able to do over, the course of the last couple of years. And you're starting to see a lot of guys make that transition over, especially the reason why I say football, because I think it's the easiest and quickest learning curve to MMA, right? Because these guys are naturally explosive. They're naturally athletic, explosive hips, so they can get off the ground. And get guys off top of them. So it's a natural progression to be in a sport. So I can't wait to announce the next few names we're going to. It's going to shock a lot of people, some Pro Bowl guys who are
really
coming up, that's coming to fight for a Lifetime Extreme fight.
You know, there's always been a lot of that talk, all sports. NFL's going to come over. Some baseball players are going to come over. Boxers want to come over to MMA. And I've always said it's totally different. You can be the greatest football player of all time. It's a different sport.
Right.
Boxers, I'm going to come over to MMA. No. I will always say a great boxer to me will always beat a great MMA fighter in the boxing ring.
Right. Oh, 100%.
And then same with MMA. So talk about that transition over to, into the MMA from another world. Doesn't even have to be the NFL world.
Right.
Just another world.
Just another world in general. So these are the similarities, right? These are similarities. You understand what the discipline is like. You understand how to practice, and you understand that some days you're going to get your butt kicked, and you have to come back in the gym the next day and get ready for it again. So the similarities at that point, and willing to work and learn the new sport. So it's there. You're walking in there with two left feet and trying to figure out what to do. The differences are, especially when you're talking about football and another sport, is the technique, right? Being able to sit on your punches and be able to, the little thing, don't got to play another sport strong, right? He's explosive. But is he punching? Is he fully extended? Is he sitting on his punches? Is he, guarding himself right? Just the little things that you will always get beat someone who is very experience, right? Because they'll get you with those tactics. So I'm looking forward to seeing, man, because I'm retired at 28 years old. I was still ready to go, and I think that I don't have a lot of regrets, but that's one of them, that I didn't roll right into combat sports. The opportunity wasn't there for me just yet, and I think over the past 4 years, the opportunity is there now for a lot of guys.
So many athletes have said if the opportunity that's today, and thanks to our guest tomorrow, Dana White, who I think, we all owe almost everything
100%.
To. 100%. What could have happened to you 10 years ago? If MMA, if the UFC was what it is now 10 years ago, you might have gone that direction early, with the money being the way that it's slowly becoming.
Right. And the opportunity, the money and opportunity. I mean, you're talking about a lot of guys, especially when you're done playing football, you're looking to, for one, compete, get back into something that's going to get you up in the morning, and you want to kind of release that edge that you have about yourself that made you a great athlete in your other sport. So the second part of it is you know, you got businesses and you got to, you know, I do a bunch of TV work and I'm always out and I'm promoting and I'm out. It's just the opportunity to stay, you know, out there.
Out there.
Right. Stay active. And I always believe if you stay active, you stay happy. And that's why, you know, when I want to get him fired, when they said knock out radio, I'm like, okay, I'm coming over there. We're going to talk some combat sports. But, you know, is this for me to be here and promoting Lightout Extreme Fighting, promoting the things I have going on, and didn't get a chance to talk a little football? I mean, what can be better than that?
You know, I've told all the fighters, all the MMA right. fighters that I've had on, I don't know what number I'm at, 32. This is my 32nd radio row, whatever. And I'm always pushing MMA.
Right.
I'm always pushing combat. So to see the combat world being recognized now, you know, I mean, it's so different. You know, more people are starting to know you, which is sad, I know, as an MMA guy, you
yep.
know, as a fight guy, you know, than as a football legend, which stinks, but it's pretty cool from our world.
I love it. This is why I love it, you know, and, you know, obviously the sad passing of Kobe, right, on Sunday, and I think we were all hurt, but one thing that everyone started to find out about Kobe is how great his second life was about to be.
Right.
And for me, that's how I feel in this sport, in combat sports. The ability to grow lights out, to make lights out a household name, where these former athletes and people, I mean, every day my DMs are flooded with God fighters all over the world.
I was just going to ask you that. Next.
Yeah. I mean, former athletes, hey, dude, you really think I can do this? I said, I don't know. Go try.
Right.
You know, and I'll set certain guys. We got guys who just recently retired. I haven't been training camps right now. That are legitimate coaches, and they said, I said, look, go train for a month or two, and then call me.
How difficult is it, and I asked Dave Feldman the same thing.
Yeah.
How difficult is it, you know, whether you know the person or not, and it just so happens I've been talking to Tim Sylvia, and he's like, I want to do this. Tim and I are very good friends. How do you know name what he can really do in a cage, a ring, or whatever? You know what I'm saying? How do you make that decision?
Well, you know, for one, say former football player, I look at the way guy plays on the field, right? Put it this way, Cam Chancellor. I never met Cam Chancellor. Like, I've seen him walking one time, but I've never had a conversation with him. The way he played on the football field, I guarantee you that I'm not saying he'll make a great fight or anything like that, but I'll guarantee you he has the mentality. He has the mentality to transition into combat sports. Never talked to him about it. I've never even had a conversation with him in person. But the way he laid his body on the field and the way he was relentless and the things that he did and the way he approached the game of football, if he took that same mindset to combat sports, I guarantee you this guys like Cam Chancellor will be successful.
Isn't it also, I know Marcus Jones is a very good friend of mine who went over to the UFC and tried that. That you have to have that special mentality. You've played in the NFL. You've made some really good money.
Yeah.
You're not going to just go do this sport because the money's still not there yet in MMA. Unless you really love it, unless you really want to do it, right?
Yeah, we're not saying, hey, 80% of the NFL, when you're done, come and try. You know, but you have just those guys.
So, in other words, no kickers.
Yeah. You know, Janikowski or something, maybe.
Okay. Okay.
You know, but like a guy like Chris McCain, right? You play for the Chargers and play for the Miami Dolphins, outside linebacker pass rusher. He's fighting in Lights Out Extreme Fighting. He's 3-0, amateur right now, right? If you talk to any one of Chris's teammates, the first thing they'll tell you is, oh, that dude, he made for the sport. He was fighting in practice. He just had that edge about him. So you're looking for guys like this who, this is what they want to do. You know, not just because of the money part. Obviously the money is
sure.
why you're going to do it.
Sure.
You're a prize fighter. You're
Absolutely.
Fighting for money and to take care of your family. So that's one. But two, these guys just really have that edge about them. When I had that edge, Bobby. I wanted to go. I was sparring, you know, 2-3 days a week when I was getting ready for the fight. You know, the week.
Right, right.
But you know, I was sparring professional boxers. You know, 2 or 3 days a week. So the first time you get in there, somebody you know hit you, and you take the right punch, and you get hit in the rib, and you crack your ribs a few times, and you can't breathe. You'll find out very quickly if you want to do this sport or not. You know, you'll find out very quickly if you want to do this sport.
Is there an opportunity? And again, I know you can only do another minute or two. I know you got to go.
No, come on.
You're now running the other businesses. You've talked about time. Is there an opportunity, you know, for you to get in and do this?
Yeah, absolutely. But
I mean, right place, right time, right everything.
Exactly. So it would have to be, for one, the people would have to want to see it, right? Because there's no reason for me to go and do anything else. You know, not going to be a money play for me. It's not going to be obviously a building a brand or building Lights Out. It would have to be in Lights Out. And I talked to Dana about a fight with Greg Hardy too before. We talked just a few months ago. But for me to go and do it, it would have to be in Lights Out. And no disrespect, I mean, we praise Dana and everything sure. he's built in the sport. But I would only do it in Lights Out.
Sure.
But I do see it happening if there was a, you know, we talked to a WWE guy, you know, a former athlete in another sport. If they wanted to do it and people wanted to see us, 100%.
How can people get in touch with you? How can see you just walked in.
Yeah, no, I just see you.
You know, how can people get in touch with you? How can they get involved? I want to get involved. Yeah. I want to come out to some events and do some stuff.
Yeah, our next fight is at Commerce Casino, March 13th. And we're going to be stacked, and we've got an announcement around that time too. Also, March 21st we're back in my hometown of San Diego, down at Sequan Casino, March 21st. So but yeah, reach out, man. Any fight you want to come to, but anything you want to be involved in, if you want me on, you know, whatever. And if guys out there that's transitioning from one sport into another and looking to get an MMA, you know, reach out to me. Shoot me a DM, Sean Merriman on Instagram and Twitter, and hit me up. Get in touch with me.
Good stuff. Sean, thank you very much.
Thank
Just
you.
Seeing how your face light up,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
it's so cool to me because
yeah.
it's our sport is progressing. It is moving on. And with the help of you and this guy behind us, this legend, behind us, who's building a brand too?
He is building a brand.
You know, I think we are on our way. Sean, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we return, the president of Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, Dave Feldman, in the house.
Brian Beatty here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
Hey, that's KC and the Sunshine Band right there as we relive Miami on Radio Row here, Super Bowl 54 right around the corner. You know what else is right around the corner? I will be returning down here for the next bare knuckle. Feldman, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. Doing awesome, man. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited
to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. I'm excited to have you experience what this zoo of Radio Row, you know, really is. And people have no idea, you know, until you actually get here. So how long have you been here? I know not long. I mean, half an hour.
I actually just got here. I started walking around, and I know your previous guest was actually someone that I've been talking to a couple weeks ago.
He told me
taking the gloves off. So that's a conversation we're going to have. But this is amazing. I mean, really, thank you for all the support you've given me up to this point. Thank you for bringing me here, man. This is amazing of what's going on here. I never imagined anything like this, and it's great to think that a dream that we had 10 years ago, and now we're sitting here with you at Radio Row for the Super Bowl talking about bare knuckle fighting.
And not just up to this point, moving forward. You know, I'm always going to be behind you, always have your back. We'll talk about, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
It's in two weeks.
But Saturday.
Sean Merriman made the comment about that he has talked to you and that things could happen. And how exciting is it? Because this is what I've been talking about. I've been on Radio Row for 32 years, 34 years, whatever. I'm always pushing this sport, and still people are like, whatever. Yeah, it's now people are like MMA, bare knuckle. And to hear bare knuckle, you know, it's kind of like, let's be honest. When you talk MMA, you're talking the UFC.
Right.
I mean, Bellator's great. Ryan Bader, good friend, whatever. It's like when you talk soda, it's Coke. Well, when you're talking bare knuckle, it's Dave Feldman.
So you know what's crazy about that? We had that conversation yesterday, and we didn't attach my name to it, that it was Dave Feldman, but we did attach that when people say now, I train UFC,
right?
Because they don't know.
Right.
It's MMA. They say, I'm fighting BKFC if they're fighting for somebody else because they're fighting bare knuckle. BKFC is now synonymous with bare knuckle. It's unbelievable where we've come. 19 months now. I mean, but we're just beginning now. We have some great things happening, great meetings we had yesterday, great meetings we have tomorrow. Things are really, really popping here in Miami for us, man. And it's 2020. It's going to be phenomenal, and 2021 is the year that we really...
Well, before I get ahead of myself, I'm sorry. Congratulations on recently getting married.
Thank you so much.
Bare knuckle obviously is huge, but getting married is kind of up there, if not
it was important. It was truly one of the best days. It was you want to know why? It was a destination wedding, and most of the people that are really tight with me were there. It's like the people that cared were there. And I actually did a line dance down with Rumble. He came
really?
To my wedding. And
really?
We did it. It was fun. It was an amazing day, and it was awesome. And I'm very happy to have married the woman of my dreams, and it's awesome.
What is next after, if you can even talk about it? Well, let's talk about in 2 weeks. So you're coming back down here to South Florida. Some pretty big names. A local Tampa Bay guy, Dave Mundell, is now stepping in as well. Talk about, you know, what we can anticipate in 2 weeks.
I mean, again, and I say this, it's like I'm repeating myself because I say every fight can be fighter tonight candidate again. But the thing is every fight almost can be fighter tonight candidate because
right.
when they go, who won fighter tonight? I go, we got to talk about this one. Like, I can't give it out now. But February 15th in Fort Lauderdale, you got Hector Lombardo versus Dave Mundell. Dave Mundell is not a very well-known guy yet. He's 9-5 in MMA. He's 2-0 in bare knuckle, but he can fight. And the thing is that's what bare knuckle is so great about. Like, in MMA, Hector would probably walk all over him. In bare knuckle, everybody's going, I don't know.
Because we don't know.
Who's going to win that fight?
Right.
And then we have Jim Allers, 3-0, three first-round knockouts, fighting Caleb Harris from Mississippi, 2-1.
Possibly your best knockout in the history of BKFC.
Absolutely. Right? I mean, a viral knockout. It was unbelievable. And then we have Luis Palomino, who is he's just been around the game for a long time in Miami, but he's bare knuckle style. He's in your face, and he's fighting Alvin Brito. And those are the two quarterfinal rounds for the 155-pound tournament. And then just every name on the card, honestly, is a lot of guys that people don't know yet. Unless you follow Pinnacle.
Right.
But these are guys that are going to make a splash. That's the whole
thing.
They
will know. You know,
that's what we're doing now, though. We're building our own stars. And that's the important part of this thing right now.
How difficult is it? You're the promoter. You know, you're the president of the company. We get all that. But you're also a huge fan of the sport. So how do you separate the two? It's got to be difficult because, you know, your role as the owner, president, all that kind of stuff. And your role as a fan sometimes kind of comes together, right?
It does. But you know what I do is I take the personal relationships out of it. Like the guys that I'm friends with a lot of fighters. I get friendly with a lot of fighters. And actually, Stitch Duran came to me yesterday, pulled me aside. He said, I just want to let you know you're the best promoter I've ever worked with in my life, and I worked with everybody. And I'm like, come on, Stitch, stop. He goes, no, you don't understand. You get personal with these guys. You sit down, you talk to them. You ask them how their family's doing. You get to know these guys. And I have a great personal relationship. But I take that part out of it. I want great fights. As you know, I made some mistakes.
You know, I talked about
it. And I want great fights, and we get great fights.
I'm going to say I don't think you've made those mistakes. Yeah. You know, I know that you've said and, you know, you've changed, you know, on some things. But to me, and I've talked about it until you tell me don't talk about it anymore, and then we'll have to discuss whether I can or can't. When you jumped up there and you yelled, and, you know, it's the passion of not just the fan, but the passion of you trying to build a sport, even if the sport was huge. You guys, women athletes to come and compete, not turn around and run. I loved it.
I mean, that's why we get great fights now. I mean, ever since that card, we've really not had a bad fight. They're all great fights. They're either great knockouts or great fights. You know, if you get knocked out fast, you're not putting on a great fight, but you're coming to fight. The fights have been phenomenal. So let's talk a little bit more about February 15th. Great cards. My fight of the night pick is Gustavo Trujillo is fighting Lorenzo Hunt. I think that has fireworks written all over it.
At the weigh-in.
Yeah. at the weigh-in, on Facebook, at the weigh-in, and at the fight. So that's going to be a great fight. Star-studded event. I have a lot of big stars coming out to this event. This is like our coming-out party, being down here in South Florida, talking about it this week. It's, you know, we get to really talk about it, and people are getting more attached to what we're doing now. Like you said, my cameraman had a bare-knuckle shirt on as we walk in. The security is like, oh, I love that. You know, so right now they're starting to know what we're doing. But this year is going to be unbelievable. Now, let's talk about that a little bit. February 15th in Fort Lauderdale. March 14th in Wichita, Kansas. April 11th, Birmingham, Alabama. Two new states we open. May 16th back in Miami. Looks like, and I don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse, but looks like June we're going to be in Texas. So a really big state for us. And then July, we have a deal on the table with New York right now. So it looks like things are really starting to open up for us. This was key for us, though, because Randy, listen, we're on pay-per-view. It's a limited audience because it's only people that pay for it will do it. Now we're going to these states. We're getting the locals involved. And also the platform that we're going to come out with that we can't discuss yet, but I will discuss it on your show. A lot more people are going to be able to watch this thing now and not have to pay the kind of money that they're going to watch it and watch it now. So, like I said, I think you can see it on my face.
I'm so excited about 2020.
It's going to be an unbelievable year for us.
Why do you think all of a sudden it's starting to open up? I mean, we both know some of the reasons. You know, people were hesitant and skeptical and all that kind of stuff. But was it like one particular event, one particular state, one particular commission, other than one particular person being yourself? Why is it starting to open up quicker than it did 6 months ago?
I think, I mean, I had to take my hat off to the fight with Artem Lobov and Jason Knight, fight number one. I mean, that was the one that people talked about. Wow, what a fight, best fight I've ever seen. So that was kind of our, like, our breakthrough fight moment. I think just having these dates, being able to do it so long, and being able to, we're on our 10th show now, so being able to have all these
shows. That's hard to believe.
It's crazy.
It's hard to believe.
But it's sustainability is all it is. It's as long as we can sustain and keep putting on these events, you see it. We're going to change their perception. If they watch the fight, they love it. If they don't watch it, they don't like it because they think it's a barroom street fight. But once they watch it, they become a fan. And all it is getting out there more. And as we're getting out there more, people are receiving it more. Look, Sean Merriman, one of the best NFL football players in the history, wants to fight bare knuckle. It's just, can we come to a deal?
Which is, so that's exactly what we talked about, right? Place and time and your time and his time and obviously money. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's big as well. And I'm sure, as I talked to Tito Ortiz about, you know, a lot of fans are like, it's a money grab when Tito fought last time. Isn't that what we all do? Don't we all do all this for money? Right.
I mean, these guys that are fighting, look, a lot of them love the sport. They love the competition. They love being in combat sports. But if they weren't getting paid, they wouldn't be doing it, right? So if I can offer and lure them over, I'm going to do that. They're going to come because they are in this. It's prize fighting. You're fighting for the prize, and the prize is money.
Pat Barry once told us, you know, and he's like, I want to meet that person that really will fight for free because I'm not getting out of bed for free. You know, I mean, we all make. That's the whole object. So that's one of the things that has always bothered me. Talk about the continued emails, phone calls, texts that you're getting from every name. And there's a friend of mine that's been tweeting about, you know, with him. I'm like, hey, that's how you got to make these decisions.
It's just opening up. It's opening up. And these guys keep coming and they want to get involved and the bigger names want to get involved. And it's great for us. But, you know, we're growing at our pace right now. So we don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse. I hate to keep using that. But we don't want to put these huge fights on and not everybody watch it and we're out of business.
Right.
We're doing it the way we need to do it.
Absolutely.
We are actually talking to big time people right now. I think this thing in 2020 blows up and I think 2021 really is where you go. Are you going to watch Bare Knuckle or are you going to watch UFC this weekend? Are you going to watch the big championship fight? Because they're all going to be synonymous then.
And I think in my opinion, it's more important to build the stars, you know, than just take a name. You know, because, you know, and we've talked about this on and off the air. You take a name, good fight, bad fight, it could be an awful fight. But as you're building these names up, that's why people tune in, because they either love or hate these new young stars.
Right. Absolutely. But what it is I have to use the big names, because the big names is what gets them to tune in.
Right.
To watch the undercard fights. You get it. A lot of guys go, build your own stars. Well, yeah, I know I got to build my own stars. I am building my own stars.
You are.
But I can't just build my own stars and not bring these big names in. So it's a perfect storm. It's a perfect combination, and it's working out well. And like these guys that are reaching out, it's unbelievable. Some of the big names.
And we've talked about this before with big name stars. You know, when Gonzaga came and fought, big name star fought for a UFC title and put on a show that people want to tune back in again to see the big G get back into the ring.
Absolutely.
The squared circle.
The squared circle. It's amazing. I can't really, like, I'm sorry to talk, but I'm here. We're on our 10th event. Our 10th event only, our 10th event, but also our 10th event. And we're sitting here with you who got us here at the Super Bowl. This is amazing. Look, as we're talking, I'm looking at all of these stars walk by. And
you have no idea.
We're here talking about bare knuckle fighting.
Right.
It's something I never really thought was going to happen, really, when I dreamt of this. Now it's like, I was going to put a fight on, as you know, February 1st. I was going to put a fight on for the Super Bowl. I just logistically couldn't make it happen because we waited too long. Next year, we will do a fight at the Super Bowl. We have to do a fight.
You do know where the Super Bowl is next year, right?
I do not.
It is in Tampa.
Oh. We're there.
Right?
I'm going to book it tomorrow.
You should.
Yeah.
And you need to. Somebody was telling me, it's this guy right here was telling me about the B&B, that he booked his B&B for here like a year ago. Yeah. And people didn't think. And then he got it for a steal, and then they're like, wait a second, a Super Bowl. And he's like, hey, it's too late.
Look,
I'm booked. But, yeah, you need to jump on it.
My only real downfall is I'm a procrastinator, and it cost me on this trip. You know? It could have been 300 and it was 700.
You know why I'm laughing. So, yeah, I mean, we need to book this stuff and get this stuff out there for sure. So how do people get involved? How do they reach out to you? Because people really don't believe you as the president. You are accessible.
And that's what Stitch said, and I think that's what makes it different. It's getting harder now. It is getting harder, but you know, I love being able to talk to the guys. But just reach out to bareknuckle.tv. There's a contact button on there. You can go to bareknuckle.tv to get the tickets for the fight coming up for February 15th. It'll show you how to watch all the pay-per-view events. It'll show you some of our past videos all about the fighter. Just go to our website at bareknuckle.tv. There's a fighter registration if you're interested in fighter. If you want to get in touch with me, there's a contact form. Everything through the website. You can also reach out to me on my social media channels or our social media channels at Bare Knuckle FC on Twitter and on Instagram and Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship on Facebook. And just reach out. We want to talk to everybody because we want to, you know, we want help growing this thing, and we truly want help. And other people think they know everything. I don't know everything, except I know we have a great product here. I know we have a great product here. Now we got to get it out to more eyeballs.
You said something that kind of slapped me upside the head. Truly, it did. It's only your 10th event. you know, when you go to it, the production and the staff that you've put together, and I'm not trying to kiss butt or anything, it's just the facts. I forget that it's the 10th event.
It's crazy. It's like we've been living this thing forever. Like, really, we're 19 months now, and it's going so fast now. Now with the monthly shows, it's like you don't have a second to breathe because right. You're putting on this show, and then I got to fly, you know, down to Texas on Wednesday, and I got to come back, and I got to do this, and I got to go. I'm just flying everywhere, making it happen. But we are making it happen. As you know, everybody on our team works their butts off. I mean, we have a great team, and they're really all trying to get this thing to the next level. And now we have some of the right partners that we're partnering up with. And I think, like I said, I think this thing by the end of 2020, it's not a household name, but it's a household fighting name. When you talk about fighting, you're going to
it's getting
about
there. You know for sure. Who do you like on Sunday? Since we are on Radio Row for the Super Bowl.
I mean, I would have to lean towards the 49ers. I like the 49ers.
The defense.
Yeah.
Are you an Eagle fan?
I am an Eagle fan.
All right, and I won't say anything bad. you know, as you know, we're both from Philadelphia. I'm a big everything else but the Eagles.
I know.
And I don't know if it goes back to 02, you know, with the Bucks and the Eagles and you know, all that. But, you know, everything else.
So I don't know if we ever talked about this, but I've been talking about it a lot because I'm telling everybody from Philly, what's your favorite cheesesteak?
Wow. I don't remember. It wasn't a big name. You know, it wasn't the tourist trap. You know, my biggest mistake was, and we did this again the other night, is you got to go to Pat's, you got to go to Geno's and just split one.
Right.
But no, I went with Wes Sims, the former fighter, and we both got to, get a half and then kind of, but tell me where I need to go.
I think, you know, and I probably shouldn't say this because I do also, my company that I
right,
own.
Right, I know you do a
cheese. We did a cheese.
I want to go to that more than I want to go to Bare Knuckle.
I would have to say I think Steve's Princess Steaks has the best quality meat and the best bread. He has a city.
Is that the one almost downtown?
Recipe. That's in the center city. Yep.
Okay, and there's like a shopping center. Like
no, it's actually in center city, like where the hustle and bustle center city is.
Okay,
I think it's on 16th and Market.
Okay,
so it's a great place.
I went to one when I was just up there, and I forget the name, but it was like Steve's or Bob's or Mike's or one of those because. You know, it's all good.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see you here. I just like, you know, seeing Sean with him light up, seeing you light up like this. And we've been around each other, you know, quite a bit over the past, whatever months, 10 events. And just seeing your look, your glow right now means we're on the right path. I mean, we're going to get there.
I'm excited, man. You know, it's so great that really if you, you know, people talk about dreams and goals and stuff like that. And if you really work hard enough, you really can almost make anything. Look, some things that are far-fetched and no way, you just can't do it.
Well, you were told this was far-fetched.
It is, but look where we're at now. We're on our 10th event. So what I'm saying is if you work hard enough and really truly believe in yourself, you can make anything happen because it's happening. It's truly happening.
Since you asked me my favorite cheesesteak, I'm going to tell you my favorite location you've had an event at so far.
Where's that?
And that would be number one.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, because of the steakhouse.
But you'll never.
Did you go eat at that steakhouse?
I didn't.
Oh my God!
I didn't.
You need to go have another event
was
there.
Was it in the basement of the casino?
No.
Ah,
no.
That was a great place too.
Yeah. No, this was the one in
Wyoming.
In Wyoming, just to the left of the arena.
Okay.
It was like a mile down on the left hand side. I ate there 3 times in 3 days.
That's nice.
I mean, it was definitely fantastic. So as you were thinking, I'm gonna. Take us to the top of the hour, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
You know, as you're laying in bed 8 years ago, 9 years ago, whenever you started to think this, and we all thought, as we talked, yes, it can. You know, it'll take time. You know, we all figured time. A, did you think it would be this quick? And are you where you thought you would be, whatever months you just said it was, 18 months in?
So I think financially going into it, I was such a fan of it. I go, oh, we're going to make millions and millions and millions of dollars right away. Financially, we're behind where I thought I would be thinking about it. But when we sat down to projections, we're ahead of we're ahead of everything. We're ahead of the curve on everything. We're way ahead of the curve in popularity. I never thought that people would say bare knuckle UFC and boxing in the same sentence. I never, ever really,
see,
truly
did you just
that.
Catch what you just said, though?
Yeah.
You didn't say MMA. Hey. You said UFC.
Exactly.
Just like bare knuckle is BKFC.
Yeah, I you're absolutely right. I never really thought that. I mean, dreaming of it, yeah, oh, we're going to be the biggest thing out there, but really seriously thinking, we're way ahead of anywhere I ever thought we'd be, but now the dreams are way bigger. The dreams are way bigger than they've ever been.
Without giving names and stuff, because I'm tired of being sued, tell me a story of the biggest no, of the biggest person, you know, not person, but event where they laughed at you or whatever.
It was more a personal no. It was the Pennsylvania State Athletic Commission. I'll be honest, it was a personal no because I've done so much for that state. I brought televised boxing there. I brought casino boxing, casino MMA. I was the first to do all this stuff in the state of Pennsylvania. And I asked them, and I pitched the whole entire commission, including the Secretary of State, and you would have thought that I just gave them the best thing ever. Like, it was an unbelievable pitch. And I left, and next day he emailed me, great presentation. I saw him at a fight. He's just, one day he's good, one day he's not. I saw him at a fight. He goes, we're not doing that. I go, well, what do you mean? What do you mean you're not doing that? Like, you guys just loved it. No, we're not doing that. It's the quality of the fighter you're getting. I don't like the quality of fighter. I said, who do I have fighting? He's like, well, I don't know. But you know what? They're going to get all cut up. They're going to break their hands. I don't want it. And that was my biggest no, because that was I want to do it. If I do it anywhere around where I live,
yeah,
I'll do 10,000 people. I mean, I know when sure. I fought, I did two. I sold personally myself, like hand to hand, 2,000 tickets to a fight. So right. I know what we can do there. So that was my biggest disappointment. But I mean, we pitched Nevada, we pitched California. You know, some of these guys, actually, we have a great piece coming out. I forgot to tell you, on February 15th, actually the day of the fight, the morning of 9 a.m., Outside the Lines piece on ESPN.
Really?
About us. Yeah, it's a great piece about us. We had California Commission and Mike Mazzulli not talking so great about us.
What's the drawback now? I mean, it's not number one. It's not number six. You know, it's a long. We've seen, you know, we've seen and read about the lack of injuries, and you've said, you know, no concussions and such. I mean, they've had enough time, all these commissions. And Nevada, the fight capital of the world, supposedly, how are they against this?
Well, you know what they both said similar is they said that I'm using recycled fighters. Well, I'm a new sport. Where do I get fighters from? I have to recycle fighters. If I have to use experienced professional fighters and experienced professional athletes, where do I get them? I get them from boxing, MMA, or kickboxing. I can't pull them from the street because that's not how we do it.
Don't you want a fighter that knows how to fight?
Absolutely.
Not take somebody right out of high school and stick them in?
Recycled.
Right.
They don't recycle. And look, the only guy that I think I put in that not maybe I shouldn't have, but didn't perform as well was Bigfoot.
Right.
I don't think, you know, in hindsight, I mean, when I talked to him, he was rejuvenated. He said, this is great. I'm going to be way better. I'm this. So I put him in, and he got knocked out. But you know what? He got knocked out. He didn't take a lot of punches.
Right.
So in boxing or MMA, he might have took a lot more punches.
And let's be honest. If you would have put Bigfoot up against somebody else, that might not have happened. I mean, you matched him up against another animal beast. You know, so, I mean, it's kind of unfair to say that. But, you know, I definitely do think the sky's the limit. You know, and Dana White has made the comment numerous times, put a Super Bowl on one street corner, put a NASCAR, well, which is a bad example, NASCAR, because it's the same thing they're looking for, and put across the street a fight. Who's everybody going to watch?
Well, I think that all through my growing up, at least, except for right now, because of all the different belts there are, but the most acclaimed athlete really in the world was always the heavyweight champion of the world. Like, everybody wanted to know the heavyweight right. champion of the world, and everybody knew who the heavyweight champion of the world is. They didn't know who every quarterback was. They knew who the heavyweight champion of the world is. Now they don't because things got messed up, but everybody wants to know or be involved with some sort of fight. You know?
Well, and it got so messed up because there's 900 different promotions.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
Yeah, you don't know. It's you know, crazy. There. How many heavyweight champions are there?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You know, so one more time, we got about a minute and a half. Give me your take of this shenanigans and how much of this are you going to take to upcoming BKFC? And
I mean,
can you imagine if we have a media day like this?
It's great. I mean, and we're going to get there. We're just, you know, we're growing and we know it. We have to take baby steps and that's what we're doing. But I'm telling you, with everything that we're doing right now, I think by the end of 2020, we're not going to be this, but we'll have a very good media day. We'll have all this kind of hoopla leading up to the events. We're working together on everything that we're doing. It's not just putting on great fights. We also want to add to the show now. So now we have to add to the show, and we're going to make it really fun for people, for fans, for media to come out the day before the fight, the day of the fight, and get a lot more, you know, out of it besides just the fights.
All right, Pennsylvania comes to you 2 weeks, 2 months, you know, whatever. Which Dave Feldman shows up? The one that returns back to our state, or is it like, you know, we don't really need you right now?
It's it's the one who wants to make the sport the best it can be, and that's the one that's going to say, let's do it. You know, what does Dave Feldman outside of business do? He wants to pull the guy outside and punch him in the mouth. Right. I'm not going to do that. But for the best of the sport, the best of the business, it would be incredible to open up. But, I mean, look, I'm doing a show here now, and then 3 shows later, I'm coming right back to Florida. I love being here in Florida.
When are you coming back to Tampa?
May 16th. We're probably going to come back to Tampa August. August is Tampa.
And February 2021. Super Bowl. You got to write that down.
We're going to talk after this, and I have to plug in for that because that could be huge.
And it will be. All right, 1 hour down. Dave Feldman, thank you very much for stopping by. Enjoy this experience. I'll be around to help you in an hour because I'm going to get you on some of my friend shows as well.
Awesome.
And not that you need it, but let's push. And
let's do it.
2020, 2021, you know. They tell me I have another minute. So some of the names that you've signed, you know, I've seen on Facebook, go ahead and throw some of those names out that we can look for.
I mean, the one that I'm talking to right now that, you know, he didn't sign yet, and he may not sign, but I mean, this is the one that I think really brings all the boxing guys in. And again, we're just talking right now, but David Haye, former heavyweight champion of the world, he's not far out of being heavyweight champion of the world in boxing. So he's not like a guy that says, oh, he was retired. He's the guy we're talking to. Go fight in England, Pat Wembley Stadium with him in bare knuckle. So we're looking at that. I mean, we have a bunch of guys. Look, we just find Santiago Alves, who it's crazy. I went down to visit him, and now he texts me every day. He's like, yo, you're cool as shit. I got
cool stuff.
I got this guy.
You said ship. That's a ship. That's in the ocean.
There you go. I got this guy that wants to fight. I got this guy. He's sending me all kinds of names. So, you know, it's incredible. It's truly incredible. We're here today, and we're on looking at the 10th event, and you've been there every step of the way. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for the coverage. Thank you for talking good about us, and thank you for bringing me here to this event. This is great.
Good stuff. Like I said, 2020, 2021, on and on and on. I'm looking forward to it. It's good stuff. As always, Dave Feldman, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks,
Randy. Let's hit the top of the hour break. When we return, Bill Romanowski right around the corner. I wonder what we'll talk to him about. We'll be right back.